Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tampa remains under a boil water notice because of a broken water main. Repairs could be finished today, but residents still need to boil their water until at least Thursday. Some Hillsborough County residents who get their water from Tampa are also under the boil water notice. Irrigation is allowed again under normal watering schedules. The city is handing out free bottled water until 7 today at 4 locations. It's also available beginning tomorrow from 8 in the morning until 7 in the evening while supplies last. The city warns of long lines. Those four locations are the Himes Avenue Sports Complex at 4501 South Himes Avenue, McFarland Park at 1700 North MacDill Avenue, Al Barnes Park at 2902 North 32nd Street, and at the new Tampa Community Center, 17302 Commerce Park Boulevard. Texas has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court suing four other states. Texas is challenging the election procedures in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The lawsuit alleges that the state's election procedures violate the Constitution. President-elect Joe Biden is calling for urgent action on the coronavirus pandemic at the same time he introduces his health care team. Biden laid out three COVID-19 priorities today for his first 100 days in office: a call for Americans to voluntarily mask up, a commitment to administer 100 million vaccines, and a pledge to try to reopen most of the nation's schools.
My first 100 days won't end the COVID-19 virus. I can't promise that. But, we did not get into this mess quickly. We're not going to get out of it quickly. It's going to take some time. But I'm absolutely convinced that in 100 days, we can change the course of the disease and change life in America for the better. First, my first 100 days is going to require, I'm going to ask for a masking plan. Everyone for the first 100 days of my administration to wear a mask. It will start with my signing an order on day one to require masks where I can under the law, like federal buildings, interstate travel on planes, trains, and buses. I'll also be working with the governors and mayors to do the same in their states and their cities. We're going to require masks wherever possible.
A deadline set today under federal law essentially locks in President-elect Biden's victory, even though President Trump is still falsely claiming he won re-election. Other than Wisconsin, every state appears to have met the safe harbor deadline. That means Congress has to accept the electoral votes that will be cast next week and sent to the Capitol for counting on January 6th. The Legal Defense Fund for Rebecca Jones has raised more than $100,000. Abe Abaraya reports the former architect of Florida's COVID-19 dashboard was raided by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement yesterday.
FDLE says they started investigating Rebecca Jones in early November after someone hacked the state's emergency alert health system. Jones denied the hack to CNN's Chris Cuomo. She said police did not take her husband or her children's computer or her router. She says she thinks the goal was to get the communications on her phone between herself and government employees.
And doing this to me will not stop me from reporting the data.
In home video from the raid, agents can be seen entering Jones' home with guns drawn and pointing them up a set of stairs. FDLE said in a statement that no weapons were pointed at anyone in the home. I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
Congressmember Charlie Crist released an email statement today critical of the raid of Jones' house. The former Florida governor wrote, "The guns-drawn FDLE raid on the home of Rebecca Jones was shocking, over the top, and demands a full explanation." Crist said, "It looks like an act of retaliation or an attempt to silence Ms. Jones for her critiques of the state's COVID-19 response." Meanwhile, a member of the Florida Judicial Nominating Commission resigned, in part because of the raid. In a letter, Ron Filipkowski says he no longer wanted to be part of the Florida government because of that and because of the way Governor Ron DeSantis has handled the coronavirus pandemic. Florida has awarded the Tampa Streetcar Project more than $67 million for modernization and a 1.3-mile extension to Palm Avenue. The project still needs to get a $100 million federal grant plus access to the local transportation sales tax. Here's the weather tonight: clear and cold with overnight lows in Tampa in the low 40s. Cold weather shelters are open in some counties, including Hillsborough and Sarasota. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.